This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. We're having some fun today. Question of the day: what emotion, attitude, what frame of mind would you say you currently are in, and what are you doing about it? A lot of frustration out there about everything from inflation to price of gas and energy to border, you name it. Locally, a school board that doesn't think it's a good idea to have the Pledge of Allegiance read before, or now the Minnesota, I should say Minneapolis, a teachers union deciding that as we let people go, they should be white. Let the white people go. Slightly racist. There's plenty to pick from. What emotion do you have? What are you doing about it? It's our question thing. Text your answers in 701-237-1590. This will not be a one-day thing. We'll keep this going and talk a little bit about what you're doing. Also celebrating dirty jobs today. Concrete. That's right. These are dirty jobs that matter because concrete's in everything. And we're going to talk with some folks from the National Ready Mix Concrete Association in a little bit, as well as the concrete technical leader and principal engineer at Braun Intertech. Texters on that note says, I grew up in a car dealership. It's unbelievable to me how many times I've seen a dirty job guy make something work that somewhere along the way an engineer said couldn't.
Yep, exactly.
Them's fighting words for those engineers. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk some more about that as we go throughout the program. I want to thank our friends from Strata for sponsoring those segments today. They are hosting an event tomorrow with Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach from Minnesota 7th District. So Kayla will be there for that tomorrow. Yeah, exactly right. So nice little event, Strata in Detroit Lakes. All right, time for our business roundtable monthly event. As I mentioned, we're going to talk tech today on the program. And what we do with the Better Business Roundtable is put some folks in a room, tackle a topic that many folks in the businesses, small and medium and large, throughout our listening audience are dealing with, and just challenges that come from owning and running a company, and having an opportunity to talk with some experts. Tom McDougall from High Point Networks is here. Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey and Mike Wickham is here today from Starion Financial. And we're going to talk about technology and just keeping up and how to stay ahead of that. Hello and welcome, everybody. How are we doing?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Nice to see you. Since we're talking technology, we better start with the technology guru in the room here from High Point Networks, our friend Tom McDougall. Keeping up with technology is like almost a life or death thing for a business these days, isn't it?
I would say the answer to that question is yes. It really is. And it depends on what your business is and what you're doing and what's important to keep up with. But there's no matter what the business is, I believe that just about everybody has to have some sort of technology that makes their life easier without. And our goal is to help do that without making that technology control them, if that makes any sense.
It does. Talk a little bit, Mike, about the investment, because generally you're not going to upgrade on technology without a sizable investment. What kind of advice do you have for your clients at Starion about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to have a capital plan in place. You need to have your financing in order. Some of these technology investments are planned out, and some of them are happen all of a sudden because you have some sort of failure within the organization. You need to act quickly, and you don't want to be sitting around waiting to get financing lined up. So you want to have some sort of cash reserves. You want to have some sort of line of credit in place so you can move quickly, act fast, and get up and running as quickly as possible.
Chad, one thing I notice on technology is you get the demo, you do the little Zoom call, and you're enamored. Man, I got to get this because everything will be better. You could do that all day long. You could pick some new software program, some new piece of technology that you're sure is going to make things better. How do you know? How do you know which ones actually do the job? How often do you have to say, wait a minute, let's talk to some other, you know, what advice do you have for your clients on that?
Yeah, you're right, Scott. I mean, that's a big undertaking, especially when you talk about things like ERP systems, and these are big bites clients are taking off to one resource now that's going to help their accounting, HR, all kinds of. So, but certainly, you know, a year later, was it working?
The training budget.
A good technology investment in some sort of hardware, whether it be server, storage, network, wireless, whatever, those should last, you know, anywhere between 4 and 7 years, depending on what your plan is and how you use things. Software, I mean, if you're going to spend a year and a half implementing a new ERP and then have 6 to 12 months of pain, the odds are you're going to keep that for a long time. Now, the really interesting procuring things like those software ERP investments, those are a monthly cost per user generally. They're fairly easy to budget. It's sort of like a car dealership where a lot of car dealership's capital investments are based on so much, how much is this going to cost me per car? Well, in the IT world, it's getting a lot easier to decide how much is this going to, what's my investment per person? That's a really good way to look at it. So how do you avoid the shiny thing? Stay on budget, stay on task, work with your IT staff, work with your providers. Do you have what you need to get through the next, you know, if you have somebody telling you that you're going to run into some sort of a big roadblock in 12 to 24 months, you better start budgeting. Especially now, because quite honestly, if you came to me today and said, hey, Tom, we're building a brand new building and I need $1 million worth of tech, I'd probably tell you you're 9 to 12 months out because now we're dealing with supply chain issues.
Yeah, don't forget that little wrinkle in what's going on. Our team of experts here today, the Better Business Roundtable, talking technology and sorting through those challenges when it comes to keeping up with the technology in your business. And Chad Flanagan, Hyde Bailey, Tom McDougall, High Point Networks, and Mike Wickham here from Starion Bank. Chad, I want to talk to you a little bit about that decision point between retooling, for lack of a better term, your current equipment versus, you know what, I'm going to take the plunge, I'll plan for a major investment. How do you decide?
I think that's a really good question now, too, as we talk about, are we around the corner from recession? Are we in recession? Do we have pressures that would make us defer an investment in technology? And I think it really comes down to long-term growth strategy and making sure you're getting ROI from that investment. And so if you can imagine all the benefits, the efficiencies Tom mentioned, you know, some metrics that are in play for decisions like this, then that's got to play into it. You know, what's the opportunity cost of limping along without this new technology? And it's a tough decision, certainly, and it requires you to look both short-term and long-term.
What's the best advice you would have from a financial standpoint, Mike, on that front?
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to do your due diligence. Make sure that you know what you're investing into, how much it's going to cost, you know, how much do you have set aside for that, what type of financing do you have in place. You know, a lot of times you want to make sure that any financing you take out for technology, whether it's software, hardware, anything like that, that financing package matches up with the life of that software. You don't want to be paying off something for 10 years that only has a 5 to 7 year life on it. So making sure that you have your financing set up to match what you're actually purchasing.
Is the those type of purchases generally, to the earlier point that you made and Tom made, a capital investment? Is mm-hmm. that how you view them?
Yeah, absolutely.
On the balance sheet?
Yep.
Yeah. And the only caveat there would be, what's the life of that investment, as you mentioned earlier?
Right.
So
yep.
How do you know that, Tom?
Well, from a hardware perspective, you just got to know that from the way that things are engineered, you've got certain mechanical components within most of the hardware that's out there. So those mechanical components, typically a power supply or, you know, something that has a motor in it, maybe it's a hard drive. Of course, now most hard drives are flash drives, but those only have a certain amount of life expectancy in the first place. From a software investment perspective, that's where a team like Chad's team is really going to be able to help you a lot more with that than us. That's just not our world so much. But there are a lot of other questions then once you get into, you know, do I use X product or Y product or Z product? Then where am I going to place it? Do I need hardware on my site in order for that to operate, or am I going to put this in some cloud provider space someplace where now I need more connectivity? There's just so many different pieces to it and how you're going to finance that. And you've got to have a full understanding of that before you dive into it, or you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're having to dig up more money than you planned on. That's just the way it is. And from a retooling perspective, do I need to stop?
Hold that thought. Retooling when we come back on the Better Business Tech Roundtable today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the lonely street, that heartbreak hotel around me.
You can't do Elvis Bumpers without Heartbreak Hotel. It's on the list. We're getting a fair amount of suggestions and requests for Elvis Bumper music today, too. So we'll, Devil in Disguise was the last one. We'll do our best to get them all in here. Done deal, Kev? Okay, all right, beautiful.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, cybersecurity professionals are in high demand. And when you think about it, the rising technology needs that are out there are small and large businesses. They're needed to address challenges that resonate across the globe. That's why the University of Mary has supported this need through its Cybersecurity Administration degree program, completed on campus or online. So if you or someone you know looking for a career in a much-needed field, the University of Mary offers personalized degree programs that support career success and personal fulfillment. Find out more at umary.edu/CSA. All right, back with our roundtable today on the program, the Better Business Roundtable, a monthly chat about things that are important to you in business. You were talking, Tom McDougal, before the break about wrestling with retooling and whether that's the way to go.
Yeah, where I was going to go with that is, you know, sometimes we find ourselves in a position when we're working with clients where they're just looking to retool to retool. And that isn't always the best idea. I mean, yes, I said earlier that certain things are going to age, you're going to have to redo them, whatever. Our goal when we're working with clients and we think it's a pretty good idea is to not so much look at what the widget is required to do the job today, but look at what your business is trying to accomplish over the next 3 to 5 years and match up the widgets with where you're trying to go. And I did want to mention one other thing in terms of financing as well. There are a lot of the manufacturers out there will offer financing packages that are at a pretty good rate. The issue becomes now you've got another line of credit with a different somebody other than your bank. And in our case, we've just found it really, really beneficial to stay in complete contact with our bank in terms of what we're doing and how we're financing, so we don't find ourselves in a pickle at some point when we actually need something different from our bank.
Yeah, Mike, what about that?
Yeah, I mean, specifically like what Tom's talking about, if you finance some hardware through another company, they'll likely put some sort of security filing on that equipment. They'll have a purchase money security interest, which will, you know, supersede whatever all business assets filing the bank has on there. So the bank could look at the balance sheet, see X amount of equipment, assume that that's all assets that have been pledged to the bank, but in fact there is that purchase money security interest with another company. So it can kind of mess things up a little bit when others are looking at the financials and determining what assets there are of value when you have those PMSIs in place.
Question here said, hey, can you guys start with credit card checkout terminals and my printer?
I'd be very happy to get into that business, except for most of that is caused by things occurring at the processor level. But I agree. Point-of-sale systems are, I would not want to be in that business. We're not in that business. I just wouldn't want to do it because we all know it. It doesn't matter if it's a baseball game or a Walmart store or Shields. I mean, they're all going to have their issues. And it's just a matter of, honestly, a lot of it is just the connectivity that goes on the back end, which is what we actually try to take care of. And so we do our best with that, but there's so many components that go on with credit card checkout machines that it's impossible to solve them all. And printers, yeah, they're horrible.
My
I hate printers.
The guy that does the clips for the dogs in our family, it told me the other day he was on his third system in a month. Any advice on that front, Chad? I mean, he said they, you know, come in and say it's going to solve, you know, every problem in the world, and then it doesn't, so then you go to a different one, then you're back to the original one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think patience is key, because Tom's right. I mean, these things don't always work.
Another question has to do with the efficiency of your team and spending less time on things that are a burner of time and manpower and cost versus where you can save. How do you do that ROI, Chad?
It's so important right now when everybody's looking for people. I think, you know, in my profession, the accounting world, there's been a lot of investment in figuring out how to automate certain tasks within our business in the tax or audit world. You know, we've had some small wins. I think, you know, in the near-term future, I think we'll have some big wins in terms of automating many of the repetitious tasks in that process. And I think that's going to be really exciting because the people that are just entering this field will get to provide value-added services immediately, you know, just bypass some of the learning through repetition, and that eats up a lot of work hours. And so we can get more value out of our employees at a very early stage in their career. It'll increase efficiency a lot.
Tom, a lot of examples of that out there, where you're just saving the man hours if you do it right?
Well, that's the whole idea behind it, right? I think even more important than saving the man hours in the world that we live in, if you take any company in town, they're having the same challenge we are trying to find people, right? So we're nobody's really that interested in figuring out a way to have less people. What they're really interested in is figuring out a way to have the people they have be much more efficient and bring much more value to the company. So we're working on ways as a company to figure out how do we take care of these mundane tasks. So we're kind of being that company that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. How do we take care of these mundane tasks? How do we make that network, how do we make that system, that data center, be more of a utility, kind of like electricity, for the end user, so that the end user, the customers, folks, can focus on things like pouring concrete, like producing sugar, like building farm equipment. That's what we want them focused on, because that's what they're good at. We're good at all of this mundane stuff that there's no way they can spend enough money on training to have their people at the same level.
How often do people come in and want to solve a problem today, and you have to go, whoa, let's solve tomorrow, next week, next year's problems?
I won't take the time to go through the example I have, but I have a wonderful example of that I use in our company meetings all the time. But it happens quite often, and our people are taught. We teach them just let's pump the brakes, let's talk this through, because more often than not, it's kind of like you have a flat tire, or no. You have something going on in your car, and you get mad at your car, and you want to go buy a whole new car. When at the end of the day, for $300, you could have fixed the problem and be on your way, right?
Sounds like a conversation I've had as a dad before. Yeah,
yeah. And so
we don't go get a new car. We fix the tire.
And that's a perfectly good example. It's like somebody comes in, and it's like, my tires are flat. I need a new car. No, what you need is some retooling, and let's do that, and in the process, we'll figure out where you're trying to go and fix that problem as we go.
This is the puzzle that you can save yourself a lot of money on and also, you know, have that investment pay off for a long time. Want to get you guys in here. One last final word on anything you want to say on the subject, Mike?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I focus on is having due diligence when you're looking at different products as far as software and hardware. Talk to references. You know, there's a lot of people out there trying to sell you something, whether it's POS systems or credit card processing, things of that nature. You know, talk to other businesses that have used those products, get their input, talk to other providers, and just kind of compare apples to apples. Now, one size doesn't fit all, so you need to make sure that you find something that fits your business.
Good advice. Chad, quickly?
Yeah, I think just make innovation part of your culture. You know, always be looking to figure out how to grow, how to make things more efficient, how to improve customer service. Technology can be a huge part of that.
How we've done that is by allowing the 20-somethings to, you know, give us their best advice. There's a lot of them, they know innovation. They know the latest and greatest. So it's a good conversation today, guys. Thank you. Our Better Business Roundtable, including Tom McDougall, owner of High Point Networks, Chad Flanagan, partner in charge of iBait, and Mike Wickham from Starion Financial, senior VP there. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Scott.
More. What's on your mind after this?
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC updated its monkeypox guidance on pets after a new study reported that a dog tested positive for the virus in France. The greyhound dog in Paris tested positive 12 days after its owners displayed symptoms. The report is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FBI for its raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. DeSantis compared documents in a locked closet gets a raid, and documents on a wide-open web server does not get a raid.
Maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua, when she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information.
Two primary elections today, Alaska and Wyoming. Today we'll find out if Liz Cheney's attacks on President Trump sat well with her Cowboy State constituents, as she's being challenged by Trump-supported Harriet Hageman, USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck. You look like an angel.
I love it.
Walk like an angel.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk like an angel.
You asked, August, we deliver.
Yeah. Now they're pouring in, too. Return to
You're
standard.
You're the devil in the sky.
Suspicious.
You are devil in the sky.
I have three more, and we only have one more bumper to play, Kev. Return to center. Let's run to a little montage. Suspicious Minds and Wheels on My Heels. Never heard of that one. Oh, Wheels on My Heels?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like Hunka Hunka Burning Love myself. That's,
I like all
that's,
of them.
Do you? Yeah. They are hard enough to like.
A little less talk and a lot more action. One of my favorites, too.
This date, August the 16th, 1977, Elvis died. So, a little Elvis tribute today for you on the program. Okay?
Texas says. You want to party, boy. Elvis week. This week in Memphis, Tennessee. Man. There is a lot going on.
Oh, is there? They have a big celebration.
Yeah, big deal. Much bigger deal for his death than his birth.
I'm on my way to Nashville later today. Maybe I should just take a little turn
take
over
a left.
Take something in.
Or take
exactly
it right,
that.
Actually, yeah.
Question of the day, some answers rolling in. Thoughts and feelings today, I'm livid and feel vindicated feel violated and offended about the politically lit FBI raid on the Trump personal residence. I want justice that may include a bolt of lightning from heaven. A bolt of lightning could be a wake-up call of some sort. Maybe that's what it takes. Maybe that's what it takes.
Yep.
Appreciate these continuing to come in. Keep them coming. Another says, I feel hopeless. How do you convince 80 million Americans that Joe Biden is a crook?
You
one at
them
a time.
Show themselves. You
true.
Know, yep. Their hand is their house of cards is collapsing.
And I think you do what you do where you are with what you have. It's all you can do.
Yep.
And at least it's something. And maybe it's adopt a state. Arizona is going to be my state. That's going to be a hugely important state. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to talk to people that live there. I'm going to go down there. I'm going, you know, whatever. It's just channeling to something that is productive rather than just having the emotion, I think, is the point of our conversation today. Brought to you by Action Movers. Their business is booming. They're hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers in Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. Looking to make a few extra bucks. You pass a background check, you're in. Have a Class A CDL. Tremendous opportunities. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. They have one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for both employee drivers and owner-operators now. And by the way, this could be local. This could be regional. This could be over-the-road opportunities. even a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more. Stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot. Go to work for North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned, good company. You're going to love these folks. Call them at 701-566-5532, or better yet, just stop on in. So we are today with our friends at Strata celebrating the importance of some dirty jobs that matter in an industry that really is integral to everything when you think about that. It's a material that's part of everyday life. It's in everything. It is the most widely used material on earth next to water and part of everyday life. So one of those things, not necessarily top of mind, not necessarily always there, but today we get a chance to focus on this because tomorrow the Aggregate and Ready-Mix Concrete Association of Minnesota, the National Ready-Mix Concrete Association, and Strata Corporation are hosting an aggregate and concrete production plant tour for Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach, Minnesota 7th District. So we thought a good time to piggyback on that and talk about celebrating construction materials in the industry and talk a little bit about the workforce opportunities that are out there as well. Joined now by Greg Lewis, Executive VP of the National Ready-Mix Concrete Association, Andrew Terrell, VP of Government Affairs at the National Ready-Mix Concrete Association. Two guys with a tough job because, you know, their job is to get people to think about this industry more than they do. And, Greg, I think we really take it for granted, don't we?
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. And I think, concrete is, as you pointed out, second most used material in the world, on the planet, and obviously across the United States. And we couldn't live the way we live today in our cities and towns without having concrete holding buildings up and making roads more sustainable and resilient.
Andrew, what are the biggest challenges right now for the industry, and what do you talk to members of Congress about so that they're up to speed on what the challenges are and what they can do about it?
Thanks for that, and thanks so much for having us on. You know, I think the industry has a lot of challenges, and it's a lot of challenges that a lot of businesses are having. Right, we got to find qualified workers. We got to find workers who will come, show up on time, and it's tough in a era of full employment. So we talk a lot about the importance of relaxing some of the federal rules that are constricting workers. Right, there's no silver bullet to solve our workforce challenges. But one thing we talk about is, and it's a big deal for companies that have trucks that drive across state lines. Right now, you know, folks who have a CDL who are under the age of 21 can't drive across the state line. They can drive from one end of the state to the other. But as soon as they turn around and go a mile the other direction, they can't because that's federal rule. So things like that, some common sense solutions, and then, on the private level, we invest a lot in marketing and education on the quality of these good jobs that can be had in the construction industry, and in particular in the ready-mix concrete industry.
We talk to truckers a lot, and the frustrations are, they're real, right? They are very much. Just you can tell in the voice of these truckers, and it's like a helpless, feeling really about what can you do about it? Is there any fix on the horizon, on some of these trucking issues and permit issues and the federal rules versus the state rules? I mean, anything you're pushing, Andrew, that would ease the pain here a little bit? It just seems like everybody sort of say, well, that's the rules, and we knew they were coming for a number of years, so just deal with it. Do we have to deal with it, or is there a fix out there?
There's a lot of, different rules and different regulations that some of the folks in Washington, in next year when Republicans control the House of Representatives, are going to take a look at, and they're going to be able to, maybe pull some strings from the House side. It's tough, of course, when you have a pro-business Congress and you don't necessarily have a pro-business White House, or at least you're not on the same eye level when it comes to what's pro-business. But, you know, things like these common sense, you know, solutions of you know, driving across state lines, and you know, we also spend a good deal of time kind of fighting off some of, you know, some of these rules that would make it more constricting for truckers and more expensive for truckers, you know, to do the incredible service they do to the United States in supplying, you know, or empowering our supply chain. Just last year, there was a proposal to increase the minimum truck insurance on all heavy trucks by 165%. You know, what was the basis of that? Well, in like less than 1%, or 0.1% of the cases, you know, you end up needing additional insurance. But, you know, those are the kinds of things that, that, you know, raise the frustration level of truckers and employers and businesses in general.
Dave and Rolla has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Dave. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, talk about frustration level. How about with some of the customers? Because I deal with houses from the 30s to the early 60s, and almost all of them have got driveways and concrete work with no cracks other than hairline cracks. And almost everything recent ends up with big cracks. Like Rugby Fire Department had to completely replace their entire front concrete drive area within a year because of huge cracks. And I'll go ahead and listen on the phone.
So I guess your question specifically is, is there a change in the quality of a concrete? Gentlemen, you want to tackle that?
I'd be happy to. The quality control is obviously critically important, and I think that there's a lot of that training, a lot of that support out there for the folks who are placing concrete. You know, the ready mix producers that are members of the National Ready Mix Concrete Association are really working on a regular basis with contracting community to make sure that that work is done the highest possible quality. And training is the name of the game. So for the contractors that are placing that concrete, critically important that they know the rules of the game, so to speak, as it relates to things like cold weather placement or hot weather placement, and things that they can do and need to do to make sure and ensure that that material that's put down there lasts as long as it should, which is decades and decades. So always hate to hear of stories where the quality of the work is not what it could be or should be, but we also know, obviously, that there's a lot of the work that's being done out there that stands the test of time and delivers the kinds of solutions that we need for our communities, whether those are driveways and roadways or buildings.
Less than a minute left, Greg, but a question from a listener wants to know, are we ever in danger of running out because concrete's so widely used?
You know, I don't see that happening. I think, you know, Andrew talked a little bit about some of the regulatory issues, and I think cement plants and availability of cement has from time to time been a little bit of a tight spot for the industry, but it's available in every community across the United States and has been for well forever, and I expect we're going to continue to see that available not only up in the upper Midwest but elsewhere across the U.S.
How about the quality rock or the sand? Finite resources, obviously. Any of those in short supply?
Not that we're experiencing in the United States. I think there may be issues overseas, but as it stands right now, our industry is, you know, even with the supply chain issues that I think some of the other materials have faced, we've been lucky to avoid a lot of that and expect that to continue.
All right. Fascinating conversation, gentlemen. Thanks. Enjoy the day tomorrow as well. Glad we got a chance to preview it a little bit here today on the program. But, again, it's one of those topics that we... I appreciate because it causes me to say, hey, wait a minute here. I better think a little bit about this industry, and also love talking about great workforce opportunities, and there certainly is plenty in your industry. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
When it comes to your next ag project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, help me out here, Kev. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Less conversation, a little more action.
I can dedicate this to the administration currently occupying the White House.
We'd like a little more action, a little less talking, right?
A little less talk, a lot more action.
Of course, their kind of action might not be our kind of action.
No. There's that.
Yeah.
So that. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Forget it. Forget us anything.
Go in a closet somewhere.
Yeah.
By the way, Jill Biden has COVID now. First Lady. The breaking news today. So, thought you'd want to know. 11 before the top of the hour, Chris in Annetta. Let's get you in here. Chris, what's on your mind today?
Well, we're having a free community event tomorrow night in Annetta at the community park. We're putting on a country music concert with Greg Hager, North Dakota singwriter, song singer. And we're also putting on free burgers, free hot dogs, free fixins, free ice cream, and all that for the whole community. That's Griggs County, Nelson County, everywhere. And actually, Fargo. If people want to come from Fargo, they're more than welcome.
Awesome. Well, why not, right?
Love that.
Exactly, yeah. Right. That's the best in North Dakota when you come in from all over for that.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
Small town events, they're just the best. And it's great. Now, is this an annual then, Chris?
No, this is the first time we've done this, so we're looking to continue it in the future. And it's put on by the Annetta Community Church, where I pastor at, and we just want to help support community and help people fellowship together. So,
great idea. Amen. Great awesome. Idea. Thanks a bunch, Chris. Appreciate you calling in. We're going to pick this conversation up tomorrow related to the emotion you're feeling and what you're doing about it. A lot of great conversation today, and obviously, busy show, didn't have a chance to get to all of them, but keep those coming. Text us at 701-237-1590. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience today, lasagna on 45th, chicken Alfredo in Glendon, Taco Mac at 12th and I-29, sweet and sour chicken up the road a bit, Harwood exit for I-29, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, cheesy taco, hot dish, or meatloaf of West Main Avenue, West Fargo Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Our last guest today, talking about dirty jobs that matter, concrete, building things, is Elf Gardner, concrete technical leader and principal engineer at Braun Intertech. Did I say your last name right, Elf?
Close enough. I'm good. Yep.
Gardner or Gardner?
Gardner.
All right, perfect. Thanks for joining us today. I want to talk a little bit about the innovations in building. Obviously, Braun Intertech, principal engineer, technical leader, you're dealing with a lot of this. What do you want folks to know about what's new in innovations in building, innovations in concrete right now?
Well, I mean, your other callers, I know them, and they talked a little bit about how sustainable concrete is, and it is a great sustainable product, but the industry is always striving to do a little better and a little better all the time. So we're really looking at that carbon footprint. We did a really good job at the Minroad Research Project in the last few weeks looking at products that could be used in concrete to lower that carbon footprint and make it even more sustainable in the future. So that's kind of the direction the industry is going.
That's one of those things where you really don't have an option to opt out of, right, if you don't want to have a big target on your back as an industry.
Correct, but there's some great products that are coming out. I mean, there's challenges behind them, but they're coming out and they're going to show some great things. They're either going to reduce the amount of cement or replace the amount of cement in the yard of concrete, or some of these products are even going to absorb CO2 into the concrete during the life of it. So it's very interesting that the industry is moving very quickly right now to look at these products, and we're going to see them in the marketplace very, very, some of them very quickly and some of them just a short time after that.
Give me an example of one of those products you're most excited about.
One of the products that were, so I hate to pick one because these are quite a few of our clients, so I can pick a couple real quick. Fly ash. I don't know how much they talked about the fly ash and the struggle to get fly ash. It's a great replacement for cement. It makes durable, very durable concrete. We're in short supply. We've got one client who's actually manufacturing fly ash from byproducts of the aggregate resources. So that's one. There's a couple of companies that are really focused on absorbing CO2. One of them's making fly ash and other pozzolans a lot more effective in concrete by inducing CO2 into them, and we're seeing great results from that. There's a couple of examples.
And are there new types of concrete mixtures that are making the difference here? I mean, when you talk about fly ash, for instance, that's not new. It's been around for a while, but are there new types of actual mixtures that are making the difference here?
Yes, we've got a couple of companies in the U.S. that are looking at removing the Portland cement completely. So they're using either something called geopolymers, where they're activating the fly ash to make pavements and roads that way, or we're using other types of cements at a much lower CO2 footprint to activate these pozzolans or fly ash, and we're removing it completely. There's even some of the additives that they're adding to these admixtures and to the fly ash or other pozzolans are making them much, much better. They're more reactive, which again will reduce the amount of cement that we need in the yard concrete.
Fascinating conversation today. Really enjoy it and looking forward to tomorrow and the Strata Production Facility tour for Michelle Fishbach and a day to celebrate the industry. Wanted to give a little preview of that today. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Alf Gardner from Braun Intertech. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.